In the previous blog post of this series, you learned what Node.js is and why it matters to Salesforce developers, but I strongly believe that the best way of learning is by doing. Well, now it is time to start building your first Node.js web application. Node.js is great for building web applications, especially APIs. So, for your first project, you will build an API for a Lightning Web Components application. In order to build the API, you'll need to invest some time on Trailhead, and get a new badge on your profile, where there is a great project that will teach you how to build a web application using Lightning Web Components open source. Go ahead, work on that first project and come back here when you are ready. You will be building the API used on that project to serve the session's data, and then you will be deploying it to Heroku. Lightning Web Component open source application deployed to Heroku. You might have noticed that while creating the data service module of this project, you were given a URL, https://conference-lwcapp.herokuapp.com/api/sessions. If you do an HTTP GET request to that URL, you'll get a JSON response with the data that will be rendered in the UI, but the project doesn't teach you where this data came from or how to build that API service. Well, today you are going to learn how to create a Node.js application that will serve that data to your LWC OSS application. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. JavaScript code fetching sessions API. Installing Node.js. Node.js is a multi-platform JavaScript runtime, and you can install it on Windows, Linux, and Mac OS. There are multiple ways of installing Node in your operating system of choice. Here are a couple of options. Official installer. For the official installer, you can go over to the Node.js official website and download the installer for your operating system. It's recommended to always use the LTS, long-term support, release channel for projects that will go to production. The current channel is good for learning and experimentation purposes. Using Volta. My favorite way of installing Node.js is by using a version manager. Most of our team here at Salesforce are using Volta, and it is the one that I'm recommending that you use today. Why? Well, it lets you manage multiple versions of Node and switch them by using the Volta CLI or by specifying the version in a config file. It is very useful when developing an app to target older versions or for testing new features in the current release channel. If you want to install it, you can go to https://volta.sh and install Volta on your operating system. For Unix-based, Linux, Mac OS, you can run the following command on your terminal. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. For Windows, you can go to https://docs.volta.sh/guide/getting-started and make sure to check the Getting Started More Than Windows installation section. After installing Volta, make sure to go to your terminal and run. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. This will install the latest version of Node.js in your operating system. Before we continue, let's make sure you installed Node.js properly on your computer by running the following two commands from your terminal. Node and npm version output. The Node binary is the one you will use to run your applications, and also can be used as a REPL, read-eval print loop, to evaluate JavaScript expressions on your terminal. The npm binary is the one you will use to interact with the Node and JavaScript ecosystem, and with this, you will be able to install third-party dependencies, bootstrap your Node.js projects, and execute scripts, such as test, build, and start, within your project. There is an excellent article by Philippe Urziel that explains custom scripts on a Node.js project. Let's build your first Node.js project. Let's start by creating a folder for your project. You can call it Conference API and then inside that folder, run the following command to initialize an npm project. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. This command will ask some questions about your project, such as name, version, description, etc., and then it will create a package.json, a descriptor file that contains metadata and dependencies information about your Node.js project. Node.js project creation from the command line. Now that you have a folder for your application, let's download the data that will be served by our REST API. You can download the sessions.json file from the Conference LWC application in the Trailhead project, https://conferencelwcapp.herikuapp.com/api/sessions, and make sure to store it in a new folder called data. If you are on a Unix-based OS like Mac OS or Linux, you can run the following command to do so. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Before implementing a node.js server, let's learn how can you load the JSON file from the file system. I'll show you two different ways of doing it, one synchronous and the other asynchronous using promises and async/await. The synchronous approach is good if it's going to be executed only once, for example, at the start of the node.js server. But it isn't recommended if it's going to be executed every time a new request comes in. That's because of the asynchronous nature of node.js and how the JavaScript event loop is handled. If you are doing synchronous operations on a hot path, a request handler, the event loop will be blocked and will prevent other operations from happening simultaneously. The asynchronous approach is recommended if the file will be loaded every time a new request comes in. Since an asynchronous pattern like promises and async/await is being used here, there is no risk of blocking the event loop. Reading a file synchronously. Node.js comes with a set of different core modules, where you can perform multiple types of operations like file system, networking, TCP/UDP, HTTP/HTTPS, DNS, cryptography, etc. You can learn more about the different core modules by visiting the Node.js API documentation. For reading a file, you will need two core modules, FS to perform file system operations with a read file sync method, and path to specify the file name to read using multi-platform path operations. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Server.js reading sessions.json file synchronously. Note that in this example, we are using the read file sync method, which as its name says, reads the file synchronously. As I mentioned before, this will block the event loop while reading the file, so it isn't recommended to put that code snippet inside a route handler. A route handler is a function that will be executed every time a new request comes into our web application, and you will write one later for the web server. But before getting into that part, let's write an asynchronous function to read the file using promises and async/await. Reading a file asynchronously. According to MDN, a promise is an object that represents the eventual completion, or failure, of an asynchronous operation and its resulting value. Async/await is just a JavaScript language syntactic construct to perform asynchronous operations with promises as if they were synchronous statements. It looks like synchronous code, but it doesn't block the event loop, and that is what you want from now on when writing concurrent Node.js applications. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Server.js reading sessions.json file asynchronously. Multiple things to notice here. First, we are requiring the fs/promises module, and some of the core APIs from Node.js have a promissive counterpart that can be used with async/await. Second, since we are using async/await, we need to wrap the asynchronous operation within an async function. Then, in order to resolve the fs.readfile promise and get its value in the same line, we need to use the await keyword. It reads like a synchronous operation, but as I mentioned before, it doesn't block the event loop. Creating a Node.js web server with Fastify. Now, it's time to write your first Node.js web server. For this example, you'll use Fastify, a fast and low overhead web framework, for Node.js. There are other popular alternatives like Express.js that follows a similar approach, but I personally recommend Fastify. It is fast, well-maintained, and its route handler patterns are very similar to what you will be able to write using Salesforce functions, but that is a topic for another blog post. First, you'll need to install Fastify as a dependency for your Node.js project. And since you'll be using this API with an existing LWC project, you'll need to enable CURS for your web server as well. You can do so by running. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Then, let's create a server.js file with the following contents. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Server.js with a web server implemented in Fastify. And now, let's start the server by running server.js and make an HTTP request to https://localhost:3000/API/sessions. Node.js web application running locally with an HTTP request. For the HTTP request, I'm using Hippy, a user-friendly HTTP client for your terminal, but you can do the request from your favorite web browser. Deploy your Node.js web server to Heroku. Last, but not least, is to deploy the web application to Heroku. Make sure to review the Getting Started on Heroku with Node.js guide to check all the requirements needed to deploy and learn more about Heroku. Before attempting to deploy, make sure your project is set up as a Git project, and then commit all the code you have written so far. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Then, create a Heroku application by running. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And to deploy, you'll need to push your code to Heroku by running. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. If everything went well, you'll get something like this. Node.js application deployed to Heroku. And that's it. You have recreated the API from the Build Your First Application with Lightning Web Components open source Trailhead project using Node.js and Fastify and deployed it to Heroku. Now you can change the URL in the LWC project to the one you just deployed. What's next? This is the second post in the series, Introduction to Node.js for Salesforce Developers. In the next blog post, you will learn how to access data services like Heroku Postgres, and how to integrate these Node.js applications with Salesforce apps. Resources. Here is a list of useful resources that will help you grasp the concepts presented in this post. Understanding Asynchronous JavaScript, https://u2.b/etl4nxw_cgy-code-live, Introduction to Node.js for Salesforce Developers, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=flux_ka. Code Live, Building Our First Node.js Web Application, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=vq. PR64SK List. Building Your First App with LWC OSS, https://trailhead.salesforce.com/content/learn/project/build-your-first-app-with-lightning-web-components-open-source. About the author. Julian Duque is a lead developer advocate at Salesforce. Connect with him on Twitter at Julian_Duque.